Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore. I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business. So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
I believe in the state of Florida, completely legal to breastfeed your baby in public, but not all feel that this is appropriate. On the phone with us right now, he is the Northeastern Director of the Citizens Against Women Breastfeeding in Public. He is Jim Rogers. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you have an immediate problem with women breastfeeding in public, you and your organization.
Well, it goes a lot deeper than that. We just finished a 2-year survey of 22,000 breastfeeding mothers in California and the state of Washington and Oregon, 30 people on our team, all of us psychologists, and we found that breastfeeding has become a bit of a problem, not just in public, but the very act itself. Mother's milk, of course, is better than formulas, but
yes.
Mothers have been using breastfeeding as an erotic experience because the breast has become a sexual object over the past half century thanks to Playboy and Penthouse and
uh-huh.
Hustler magazine.
So you're kind of tying in the sexual aspect versus the natural aspect of a baby suckling on its mother's breast.
Exactly. It's a primitive ritual we found. It has continued to be actually a violation of babies' civil rights, and it could be unlawful, and it's an incestuous relationship in far too many cases because out of the 22,000 women that we interviewed, now think about this, gentlemen, the 22,000, 60% of them, over 14,000 of these women admitted to having erotic feelings while breastfeeding, and many of them continued beyond the 6 months to a year to 3 and 4 years.
So,
this is catastrophic.
I'm going to try to understand this. So you're saying that most women, according to your study, get a sexual kick out of having their babies breastfeed.
Exactly. The extended nipple becomes a phallic symbol, and not only that, but babies soon they grow up to have this oral addiction need, the gratification they need orally, that leads to smoking, which leads to cancer, and to drinking and other antisocial acts as a result of extended breastfeeding.
How did you figure all this out?
Yeah, how did you figure this out?
Well, we use standard testing. We use the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Profile. We use the Gardner Intelligence Test. We spent 2 hours with each respondent, and these mothers have come out of the closet and admitted, and feeling guilty about it, confessed that they had more erotic pleasure breastfeeding than they had with sex with their spouse or their partner.
They started smoking and drinking.
And then they started smoking. I mean, but the babies have pacifiers. Everything is to the mouth at that age.
Yes, but it's a substitute. prostitute, and they know the difference. We feel it's a naughty nipple, and we want mothers to pump the milk out and use the bottle because babies, they know the difference, just like animals. You know, you have pets. You have a dog, cat. You know how sensitive they are. Babies are that way, too, very sensitive. They can't. You know, they communicate.
Babies are as sensitive as a dog or a cat?
Well, yes, even more so. Even more so.
I've got to tell you right now, as soon as you have come on, our phone lines have started up. Would you be opposed of taking a couple of phone calls?
Not at all. And let me substantially document what we are doing and have been doing. First of all, for 2 years, we've been doing these investigations. We're just now raising the flag of warning. And this, what
about
we
the
say,
naughty nipple.
About the naughty nipple.
Yes. And, you know, the New York Times conducted a survey this last summer with A&M University, Texas A&M, and they found, and I'll quote one sentence from their study, that mothers say that for their own sexual pleasure, they have breastfed, and it's a logical outgrowth of our society's sexualization of the breast, unquote.
You know what? You're going to have every women's group, or you probably have with your organization, because women, from what I've heard, like to draw the line, that that this has nothing to do with sexual arousal, that there is a difference between a guy taking a look at a woman's breast and being turned on, and her engaged in a sexual kind of thing with the guy in the breast, versus giving her baby nutrients, which is the natural thing to do, bring the baby to the breast.
This is the ultimate in hypocrisy. Why do you think women breastfeed in public? They're flaunting it. They're showing it.
What? They're trying to get attention.
They absolutely get a thrill out of it, just as men do who expose themselves in public.
So you're lumping that with people that expose themselves.
You're comparing lactating women with a trench-coated flasher.
Well, yes, in many instances, and women will admit this. They may not do this on the air publicly. Your callers out there, possibly.
I don't know who's trying to call in right now. We're liable to get anybody calling in right now. Can we open up the phones?
Why not?
Why not? Let's find out. K Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Stan, it's very obvious this man had a disturbed childhood. His mother probably punished him for sucking his thumb.
Now, doctor, what about that? A lot of people would say it's your childhood.
Well, that's a personal attack and highly inappropriate.
Well, I would say so, too. And this man lives in a glass house, and he's not willing to learn. When you stop learning, you stop living.
What did you hear from him living in a glass house?
Well, my feeling is that he's very subjective about it. He has a personal problem of some sort. And
do you feel that personal problem is related to the naughty nipple?
Well, it could be some dysfunctional aspect.
Let's take another call. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Stan, how you doing?
How are you?
Listen, this guy does have a point. When I breastfeed my baby in public, I do get kicked out of it.
Well, you know, he's trying to be a bit frivolous.
Everybody's a comedian, aren't
they? Yeah, right. Let's just be practical. For example,
Monica
Lewinsky was breastfed until she was 4 years old, according to her Aunt Tilly.
Right, so she loves oral sex.
Well, this led all the way to the White House. You know, she had this oral gratification need, and it became an addiction.
And it all starts with the naughty nipple.
Exactly.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
Hey, so who cares if the old lady gets sexually aroused, right?
You know what? He brings up a good... Who cares?
Well, look, it's reprehensible.
If she does get a little turn on,
Stan,
by...
you obviously haven't heard a word he said.
You know...
But who's it hurting?
I mean, the fact that women confess to us through our surveys that they get off with their babies, you know, and fake it with their spouse or husband or friend or mate,
yeah.
This is reprehensible.
If that is indeed the case... If that is indeed the case. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I think this guy...
All right, we got a woman. First of all, ma'am, did you breastfeed your children?
Yes.
All right, now we're where we need to be. We got Jim, who is the Northeastern Director of Citizens Against Women Breastfeeding in Public, and we've got a woman who breastfeeds...
I think this guy is jealous, and he never got it from his mommy.
Well, on the contrary, I was breastfed until I was 4 years old. My mother apologized to me later as a teenager and asked forgiveness because it led me to drinking. I became an alcoholic. I was in therapy.
Oh, you are so full of crap.
No,
this is unbelievable that you would come on a station and say this about women.
Ma'am, what is your profession? Where do you come from?
I'm in Cape Coral. My husband and I own a business.
All right.
A laboratory.
But you haven't done research for 2 years if I have. You haven't. Have you
done... You get to go around feeling women's breasts and talk to them about their breasts and stuff?
Well,
I think you have the problem.
Look, I'm doing this as a public service. What have you done? Have you been
You're
out
not
looking
doing
for...
anything as a public service. These kids need to be fed.
Sure, they have to be. But, you know, in the jungle, there are no 7-Elevens, okay? So you do as you do in the jungle, as the natives do. But in the 21st
century... Well, they don't pump milk in the jungle, sir.
Look, the 21st century is here, and you've got to learn about the problems of our society. Otherwise, we're going to run
amok. The only problem are people like you trying to make something natural sinful.
Nasty.
He calls it the naughty nipple.
Look, you, ma'am, you're not...
You're a nasty man.
You got to learn by doing, according to John Dewey's philosophy. You remember 40 years ago, which you probably don't remember, a man named Heimlich, Dr. Heimlich, went into a bar and squeezed a man who was choking to death. That became the Heimlich maneuver. Okay? He saved his life. We didn't know about that until only 40 years ago. Prior to that, millions of people choked to death.
They have been breastfeeding their kids since the beginning of time.
Of course we have, and it's something we've got to learn.
So there's nothing dirty or nasty about it until scumbags like you come out and try to make it
dirty. All right, let's not name call now.
Well, look, she's obviously emotionally disturbed, ma'am. Why don't you take a nap
for
the lie down?
No, I'm not emotionally disturbed. You are.
No, I think you have a problem. You live in a glass house. Stop throwing those
No, I don't.
I think you do.
Your mother actually apologized
yes,
to you.
Yes, that's right.
After you showed her the study.
Yes, that's right.
But before then, she didn't know that she did anything wrong.
That's right. And
did she get turned on breastfeeding you?
Pardon? I guess, yes, that was the problem. She felt guilty about it.
4 years old, that seems a little old for that.
Yes, well, you know, there are a lot of mothers out there who are going to come out of the closet and substantiate what we're talking about.
All right, let's take another call. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stan, how you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Hey, I want to ask this gentleman, what goes into the naughty nipple? Is that vodka and cranberry juice or what?
Well, look, you know...
Another comedian.
Okay. You know, it's only been the past half century, and let's think about that for a second or two. Thanks to Hugh Hefner and Bob Guccione and Larry Flint and their magazines. They've made the breast bigger is better, according to them. Even the teenage magazines today point to a young girl in her 13, 14 years of age and say, do you want to have more self-esteem? Why don't you have larger breasts? We've made a sexual object out of the breast. This is the problem.
And this breastfeeding until four caused you to become an alcoholic.
An alcoholic.
That's right.
You honestly think that. Now, I... was one of the babies of the 60s, early 60s. I was bottle-fed. Why am I a smoker?
Well, you've had the need for all gratification, and you're an exception to the rule. There are exceptions to every rule, you know. And you'd have to go out and do a study, if we've done it, to find out. And I'd spend a couple hours with you alone. I think I could probably become
That's okay.
And, and you should stop living in your glass house.
And I'm living in a glass house.
Exactly.
Jim, if somebody wants to get in touch with your organization, how do they do it? To find out more information, how do they go about doing it?
At the end of this week, we'll have a website, www.banbreastfeeding.com, and they can get all the information from that.
Jim, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Good talking with you.
That guy.
The naughty nipple.
The naughty nipple. Remember it, ladies.
Yeah. Well, you live in a glass house.
Right.
Again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Countdown. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart. Our rankings come from the official survey of adult contemporary radio stations from across the nation. The survey is conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Well, we have one debut this week, the first hit on the adult contemporary chart for the alternative rock group No Doubt, plus our requests and dedications and big number ones from the 80s and 90s. Let the countdown begin.
Number 20. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
I thought you were going to go with well today, because you either go hey or you go well.
I don't know. I got to tell you, Haney and I are talking before the show started here. That little segment that you just heard to open
the naughty nipple,
the naughty nipple,
glass houses,
the naughty nipple, the gentleman that
when was that
2001
recorded?
That was a gentleman that we came across. He was available through our media sources, legitimate media sources, as a man who was heading up an organization to ban breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
That it was, and he had all these studies, and he told everybody that he was a psychologist and had done studies about this. And I said, I was listening to this stuff as I was putting it in the archives. I said, who is this Jim Rogers? And I started doing research on him. Can I say that Haney and I, looking back on it now, are proud that we had Jim Rogers on, because we played with him.
Quite apparent, we enjoyed it quite a bit. And
his real name is Alan Abel. He's an old man. Well, there he is, right there. There. That was back when we had him on. His name is Alan Abel. He is one of the kings, one of the all-time great American pranksters, hoaxsters, writers, mockumentaries, filmmaker. He is famous. That man is famous for media circuses he has literally created since the 1950s.
And he was nice enough to come on our little sideshow.
And he was more than willing to go and do the no breastfeed. Let me read to you just a portion of the national scams and hoaxes Alan Abel, a.k.a. Jim Rogers, Mr. No Breastfeeding. You've got to hear this. First of all, he's no dummy. Graduated from Ohio State University with a bachelor's in education. One of his earliest pranks took place in the late 1950s, where Abel posed as a golf pro who taught Westinghouse executives how to use ballet positions to improve their golf game. Made a ton of money doing pulling off a scam. We're not talking about, okay, the joke's on you guys. He made money off of doing this. Beginning in 1959 with a story on the Today Show. He went on the Today Show in 1959 claiming to be the founder of the Society for Indecency to Naked Animals. He felt that he was going around national talk shows telling you that, you know, we have them as pets, but their genitals are exposed. Mm-hmm. They know instinctually that they shouldn't be doing this, that it's strictly for mating purposes. Mm-hmm. And he was going on talk shows and had a tagline that they put him on. He also went on the CBS Evening News with then unknown comedic writer Buck Henry with the slogan, "A nude horse is a rude horse." I am not joking. From 1966 to 1967, Abel was a newspaper columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle under the name of Professor Bunker C. Hill. Following the Watergate scandal, Abel hired an actor to pose as Deep Throat for a press conference in New York City before 150 reporters. Literary agent Scott Meredith offered Abel $100,000 to buy the rights to his story. At the news conference, the Deep Throat imposter quarreled with his purported wife and then fainted and was whisked away in an ambulance. Where did he go? Nobody knows where he is. He also, in the late 60s, early 70s, posed as Howard Hughes, wrapped in a mask so his bandages, so his face can't be displayed, saying that he wanted to be cryogenically frozen. And he was busted. He eventually did a second news conference, was busted. He also appeared on the game show To Tell the Truth with his head wrapped in bandages. As it turned out, not so much that he would be recognized, but so the panel would not identify his two imposters, one including comedic actor Tom Poston.
Uh-huh.
He wrote and produced and directed two mockumentaries. He also staged his own death from a heart attack near the Sundance Ski Lodge. A fake funeral director collected his belongings, and a woman posing as his widow notified the New York Times, where the New York Times printed his obituary. His biggest scam, Omar's School for Beggars. He had a school to teach how to become a professional panhandler. He was invited to numerous TV talk shows, including The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder, Morton Downey Jr., Sally Jesse Raphael, Mike Douglas. He came on all of those shows. In 1993, when euthanasia and Jack Kevorkian were common topics in the news, Abel set up a bogus Florida company called Euthanasia Cruises Unlimited, where he would allow people that wanted to kill themselves to party for 3 days on a cruise ship and then die. He was doing this just to show how gullible media was, and they all bought it hook, line, and sinker. He once ran for Congress on a platform that included paying congressmen based on commission. He was selling ambassadorships. He also appeared in a documentary, Private Dicks, Men Exposed, and he claimed he was the Guinness World Record holder for the smallest penis. It just goes on. At the 2000 Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, Abel introduced a campaign to ban all breastfeeding. Yep. This is where it started.
Citizens against breastfeeding.
Because it's an incestuous relationship between the mother and the baby that manifests oral addiction, leading youngsters to smoke, drink, even becoming antisocial. He did more than 200 interviews on the topic over a 2-year period and finally confessed to the hoax to the U.S. News and World Report.
Now, despite the hoax being revealed, he still receives interview requests.
Oh, absolutely.
And angry people still comment on YouTube clips, not realizing it's satire.
Because if you see him on the YouTube clips, he hires actresses to be his be his wife, and he just sits there all slouched in a chair, and like a beaten upon man. He was what was the talk show he was on? You just had the clip up there, D-Train.
I got it.
Where he claimed his wife, who was an actress, claimed that she super glued his privates to his body as a way of getting back at him.
Oh, I got him the breastfeeding one where he's on TV news.
Oh yeah, that's what he was on our show about.
Breastfeed in public. One of our guests tonight says absolutely not. Jim Rogers is the East Coast spokesman for Citizens Against Breastfeeding, and Leslie Burby is the vice president of Pro Mom. So Jim, let's start with you.
Let's have a little
What's
debate.
What's wrong with breastfeeding in the open? Is it too sexy?
Our position is, after 22,000 respondents have been interviewed using primarily the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Profile, mothers are getting erotic experiences by breastfeeding.
See if you also have the Jenny Jones show. You had the Jenny Jones show, D-Train. I Many think no. Jenny Jones, become, shall we say, the super gluing of his
he's just deadpan.
He's deadpan.
They're addicted.
And he's been doing this for 50 years. Fooling everybody. He just thinks of a new scam. He's great. He's great. And I'm honored that we were, unknowingly, that we were a part of it because we loved him. He was great.
I got the Jenny Jones.
Oh, you do? Okay,
up.
Go ahead. He hired an actress to be on the show with him so he could be one of the victims of, you know how it is on those talk shows, roll them.
Yeah, you know, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
Before you tell us what happened, it is daytime television, don't take us off the air, okay? Give us the daytime version of what happened.
So I waited till I was sure he was asleep. I grabbed my trusty little tube of Crazy Glue. I kind of pulled back the sheets gently. And I glued his penis to his butt, right where it belongs.
In the angriest moments that I've had with this woman, I would never think of gluing her parts together.
No, but you've smacked me around a couple of times.
Not very much.
This guy's great!
Hey, hold on a second. You know, we're laughing about it and having a good time. Has he been on more than once with us?
No, not to my knowledge. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back.
And he was just going at that woman too.
Yep. We're Stan and Haney.
You live in a glass house.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Hour away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs today. We're going to have a pair of tickets to Adventure Island. Right there by Busch Gardens up in Tampa. You can check out their new ride, Vanish Point. It's like the floor drops out and you go down a tube slide. But it's great fun. Somebody, and I don't want to say, somebody's been tampering with stuff around here. Levels and stuff, don't see. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, my headphones are cranked again.
Yeah, which number are you?
I took care of it.
Oh, okay.
One time I put tape on there with a no, they still mess with
everything's
it.
Everything's out of whack because somebody goes and messes with it.
You don't want to say anything.
You know, no, you don't.
Because they'll cancel the show.
Yep.
Or if it's that Roger fella, he may get upset.
Well, hey, don't say his name.
That hothead. Grab bag. It's brought to you by the pewter mug. We'll get into that.
Rumbling through the building, always complaining somebody stabbed him in the back.
Yep. And then he just, like a rocket going off, and his head explodes. And
yep.
Then watch out.
And then a fist goes through the drywall.
Yep. I want to start with this because first thing this morning, see, I don't watch The Daily Show. I don't.
Not since Jon Stewart retired.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No, it's really not. It's hosted by a South African, so I think it's more of a European thing now.
But as you know, or maybe you don't know, but it was big news. Starbucks closed for a couple hours yesterday all over the country for their sensitivity training. And so on The Daily Show.
God, is that the most universally despised thing in the workplace? Sensitivity training?
Well, we've had to have it. But The Daily Show tried to do a comedy piece about it last night. And when I listened to it this morning, getting the segment on the show ready, I became angry because the right thing to do right now, which is comedically acceptable, is to make the white person the ignorant person.
Oh, that's the only thing that's acceptable.
That is the only thing that's acceptable.
I'm sure you've seen it. The meme is everywhere now. Trump's face next to that of an orangutan is fine.
Yep. But it's to make the white person ignorant.
Kind of like how commercials used to make the dad be the moron.
What do you mean?
Yes,
what do you mean
yes.
Used to?
They still do.
I stopped watching.
You show a family commercial, and who's the dimwit out of it all? It's the dad.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are smarter than the dad. The mom is smarter than the dad. He's the dimwit. Well, what we're into
right
now...
He's an emasculated piece of crap.
Yes! What we're into right now is if you're going to do comedy and you don't want to offend, well, the only one that you can't possibly offend is the ignorant white person. And I say this because it's true. Listen to this bit from The Daily Show. And I mean listen to it. And tell me who's made out to be the fool. It's supposed to be funny. Oh, Daily Show, loads of laughs.
Hello, Starbucks employees. I'm here today because you f***ed up. But that's fine. After today's training, those racial insensitivities will be a thing of the past. But first, a word to the black employees watching. You good, my dude. Take off. Y'all ain't got to watch none of this. You're straight. Now, for everyone else, we'll be reviewing how to handle some common scenarios that occur inside of a Starbucks. When an African-American customer enters your store, there's a right way to greet him and a wrong way. Here's some of the wrong ways.
Yo, what's up, man? Can I get the ice cold?
He wearing a bandana. Don't kill me. Just take the money.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We are out of grape drink. Now, here's the correct way to greet a black person in your store. Hello. Let's move on.
Shut up. I think everybody that was raised correctly and is in the retail industry says hello to a customer, and it...
There's a tipping point coming, Stan. We're getting closer and closer to it. Because it's been going on for 30 years now.
Of course, Roseanne with the Twitter stuff. Have social media gotten you in trouble at work?
Hi, everybody. We here at Twitter know how frustrating it can be when you get all worked up and you tweet out something that's so mind-bogglingly stupid that seconds after you send it, you really wish you never did. Well, Twitter is now proud to announce our brand new last-second moron fail-safe feature. So whether you're totally mental or drunk or just a filterless tool, our patented danger detection software will quickly analyze the idiotic garbage you just typed, and if it's totally inappropriate, we'll instantly delete it, even if you don't. Problem solved. And we'll even send you a referral to a psychiatrist to help you deal with your psychosis. So now with Twitter, you never have to worry about how insanely impulsive you are. We'll keep you in check so you don't lose your friends, your family, or your job. Unless you want to instantly end your career, then simply click the career suicide button and it'll be done. Twitter, we help protect you from you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You know,
it's all social media, by the way. It's all social media driven. All of the divide we have in this country, all the aggression, all the fake news, everything is social media. Everything. Now, when Haney and I were growing up, even 15 years ago, it wasn't the case. People made mistakes. People made fools of themselves. News stories were done that probably weren't accurate. Dan Rather lost his job at the CBS Evening News for an inaccurate news story. It happened. It happened.
The destruction of Richard Jewell.
Yeah, but the perpetuation through social media on half-truths. And guess what? You can say pretty much anything, and you're going to get a small group of people that will band up with you. Pick a topic, any topic. You're going to get a group of people. How many times have you posted on Facebook and you get the likes and people will say, oh, that's great, but yet there'll be one or two of your friends that like something or make a comment about something. Well, I didn't find the humor in that, just saying. And you can always find a group of people on social media that will despise you and that will go along with you, and it perpetuates itself because they go and share a comment that you make or a video that you made, and that person shares it with another. They might not even be sharing it, but it's going to appear on their timeline, and somebody doesn't know the context of it or listens to only one side of it, and it spreads. And what? And the media that is god-awful, because they haven't got anything better to do, will latch on it, put it on mainstream media, report on it, and spread it even further. Let me give you a tip about television news. Or news rooms in media.
Because you've infiltrated them.
Many times.
Now, I don't like to use the word spy.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Thank you. But first thing that they will do in the morning is get a group, all of them, into a meeting.
This is after they come to you and say, what you thinking?
Yeah. What you doing? What you thinking? But they'll get them in the room. Now, back in the day, everybody would have a newspaper or magazine publication, And they would go and say, how can we turn this into a local story?
What's the local angle?
What's the local? And you know this as a fact, too. You'd have every paper. Hey,
you wouldn't believe the tortured logic that went into the local angle.
Correct. But even in this town, when you had multiple newspapers, Naples Daily News, the News Press, by the way, all owned by one group now.
I think they're now just called the Monolith, aren't they?
But you used to have the magazines and stuff, and you would find a national story, a local story, and you'd go and report on it. And the news director believed if you didn't come to the table that morning with something, well, you're not long for this world. I want something. Now, it might not be a story that's picked to do, but you're going to come to that table in the morning.
You don't come with nothing.
You don't come with nothing. But what they have right now is little Becky Lynn, the reporter, has Twitter and has Facebook and has Instagram and tells the news director, you know, there's a lot of buzz on Twitter right now about this picture that was shown. We saw the video. Maybe we should look into it. That's how it starts, because the reporters aren't going to go and report anything. They're not getting what is supposed to be news. They're getting their stuff from social media, and it perpetuates itself from somebody on a computer saying something rude, mean, or vile. The real media, which is now fake, picks it up. They run with it, and suddenly something that is so insignificant
and then the fake
becomes a national story.
And then the fake media becomes real.
Exactly. It is just, I'll say it again. The whole problem that is facing America right now and the world is social media. Haney said it 20 years ago. It's evil because people can use social media to their advantage. And if you buy into it, you're a sucker.
And you know, one thing about Roseanne in particular, that I find it interesting and instructive, is that everybody wants to pile on her. Some want to defend her. Some want caveats. But what absolutely no one is saying is, hold on a minute. And, you know, I understand the controversy over what she said, but why was Roseanne even talking about someone who is relatively obscure to the American public?
Yeah, yep.
Why was she even talking? Who is Valerie Jarrett?
Nobody knows.
Ought to look into it.
Yep.
Ought to look into the whole Obama crew.
Hey, ladies, you stuck at the office? No time to work out?
Now getting in shape for the summer has never been quicker. Introducing the 1-Minute Workout. That's right, workout for just 1 minute a day. And in less than a month, you'll have washboard abs. Here's how it works. Exercise for 1 minute, jog in place, do a few push-ups, couple of crunches, lift some weights, then eat no food, drink only water, repeat for 1 month. You'll be amazed at your transformation.
1 minute workout. Lost so much weight. So very hungry.
The 1 minute workout. Warning, may cause malnutrition, dizziness, constipation, bone loss, fatigue, high blood pressure, electrolyte imbalance, severe weakness, organ failure, depression, and loss of serious cognitive abilities. The 1 minute workout. Just 60 seconds of exercise a day to a new you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think will happen when they make, because the writing's on the wall, what do you think Trey Gowdy will be like as Attorney General?
You see, he announced a couple of months ago that he was not going to seek re-election because he wanted to go back into private practice.
He didn't say private practice. He wanted to get back into seeking justice,
which he couldn't do in government. He wanted, because I saw an interview with him, and he was going to go back to practicing law.
Substitute Congress for government.
And
that's what he said.
If Trump's already laying the groundwork for it, I'd love it.
You know who would hate it?
Who?
HRSC.
Okay.
Remember, he was pretty big on the Benghazi stuff.
speaking of local news.
The local angle?
Yeah. By the way, you know what I was talking about, social media and all that stuff?
Perfect example of that is the prankster we were just talking about.
Exactly. But there are. Not everybody is cut out for the news business, okay? Not everybody is cut out for the news business.
And you've weeded out quite a few of them.
Yes, I have.
Personally.
But can I say
me?
This?
I hate to say it, but I'm the one that took Pete Scovel out.
Yes! Can I say this?
Yeah. And Uncle Larry.
Let's take right here. Fort Myers, Naples market, Southwest Florida market, and we've said this before, is not a big market in television. It is not an entry-level market in television. It's a stepping stone market. They get out of the college with their journalism degrees.
They
and
can't go straight to New York.
No. And
but they got to go somewhere.
So right out of college, they'll go to a small station, probably some corn county in Kansas or Arkansas.
Or say Binghamton, New York.
Or Binghamton. And then the second step is here. And then a lot of times they get recognized. I can go over countless people who are meant to be in this business that have gone on to New York, L.A.
You know them by name.
Yes. And gone on to national.
You're talking about... your Hodas and your Shemps.
Yep. Just to name a few of them. There are some that are so weak, they get into this business for attention.
And then they get it.
And then they get, well, they get into this business for attention. And Stan's going to say this. 48% of the reporters that you see, men and women, I'm not singling out women, although the higher proportion, are fragile, borderline manic, and if you say something, they will go off the rails. They're unstable. But they think being on TV news will get them attention because somebody told them they were pretty. Or they were handsome. And they go and try this out and find out it's not for them. Many of them will, try improv and acting to get their fix. And that doesn't work either. Speaking of that, here's a local news cameraman from... Where is he from? Vegas. Following a woman reporter in a pool, and he doesn't watch where he's going.
We were talking to Captain Geo earlier. He said he's been out here for 20 years. He usually has his morning swim. Whoa. All right, folks. We just had a little water casualty, but Chris Banka, our photographer, is amazing, and we are taking him back in closer to the dock for safety. Are you all right, Chris?
Right.
He is good. He is a professional, and he is hanging on, and we can tell the bosses that no electronics or cameras were injured in this live shot. John and Sherry and Nate, that's what happens out here live. Chris is all good, though. I promise you that.
Chris. All right, let's. I'm glad Chris is okay.
That's fabulous.
I'm only laughing because I know he's all right. Wow, that was.
Oh my gosh.
And he ended up with a beautiful view, right?
Is that the coolest shot?
Like he planned it that way.
That's why I'm laughing, is that he saved it. He could have gone in the drink.
So you can count on seeing this going viral all over the country, and you saw it live.
That's right. I'm the voice of reason, I'm the one you trust. These other ones are there for your amusement.
Yep. I'm telling you,
I know what viral means.
I can write a book. I can write a book about these people.
You could write books about multiple subjects.
Yes, I could.
And I tend not to want to use the word spy, okay?
What would you prefer?
Informant?
Yeah.
Restaurant business, TV business.
Here's Drunk Trump.
From the all... powerful Tecumseh.
We'll be back. Your phone calls next.
God bless
next.
You, sir.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please...
Stella Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, our telephone number into the studio if you'd like to speak with us. Let your opinion be known. Contribute to the show. You could pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600. We'll go over the prizes momentarily, less than 30 minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? But if you want to call into the show now, 277-9600. I've got to talk about this because, well, local media, as we've been discussing today, likes to steal from us. We were talking a couple of weeks ago, taking emails was a question of the week. Lee Civic Center, what did you see? Mm-hmm. What was going on? What, tell us a concert. Pretty good story, and I'm only just got part of it. Pretty good story in the news press today about the history of the Lee Civic Center. And
sounds on. I wonder.
Yeah, wonder where that idea. That. Oh, morning roundtable. Yeah, I heard on Stan and Haney. Never mind. But they're talking about how there are no more concerts there. It's,
wouldn't the story have been better if they contacted us for our thoughts and our listeners' reaction?
But how it is used now for, you know, gun shows, agricultural stuff, fair, and so they have this headline. It's in today's news press. Just a couple of things because it talks about the history of the Lee Civic Center, and pretty funny too. No longer home to spectator shows, Lee Civic Center finds its niche. That's the story in the news press. And it talks about the history of the Lee Civic Center. Excitement greeted the appearance of comedian Bob Hope in early January 1979 at the newly completed Lee County Arena in North Fort Myers. It was the first big-time act after the auditorium, after auditorium-style events like the Escapades and the Royal Lipizzan Stallions and Harlem Globetrotters were featured at the arena's first month after being opened in 1979. So they had the Escapades there, Royal Lipizzans, the Harlem Globetrotters in just the first month. Bob Hope, star of screen and stage, radio and television, walked on stage in January 1979 before a packed house and looked around the cavernous metal structure and said, quote, "I should fire my agent for booking me here. This place is a big garage." His caustic humor about the facility as a performing venue was prophetic. As it nears 40 years of operation, the building is primarily a traditional county fairground as big name shows migrated to Suncoast and Germain Arena. Long quartered at Terry Park, the county fair moved in soon after the facility opened, has never left. Rock artists who had played the arena did leave. In its early years, the Civic Center hosted acts ranging from Jimmy Buffett to a concert in which U2 was the opening act for the Jay Giles Band. Renamed the Lee Civic Center in 1981, it became a typical county fairground with big seasonal shows and a lot of other uses during the rest of the year. It is a rural location now, and all of its programming is managed by the Southwest Florida and Lee County Fair Association. When it opened in December of 1978, the Lee County Arena, the facility was heavy on entertainment for the silver-haired. Lawrence Welk sold 8,000 tickets in a single day, prompting bitter allegations of box office favoritism. Similar artists followed that first year. Liberace was there for his St. Valentine's Day show. The first several months saw performances by the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, band leader Harry James, and corn pone comic Mitty Pearl.
Howdy!
There were early problems.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the sound bouncing off the concrete-floored, metal-walled structure never quite was right.
Yep.
Traffic was heavy and slow on the two-lane county road leading to it. Don't we know it? The parking lot turned into mud in the summer rains, and nobody liked the bleacher seating. The first Icecapade show drew a capacity crowd of about 9,000, who produced enough sewage to double the system's capacity. Gradually, rock concerts became an important part of the arena's schedule. Operating deficits were common, though, in the early years, prompting searches for new attractions. After a decade of operation, County Commissioner Porter Goss at the time said, "It's not my job to bring rock groups and wrestling to Lee County."
The rock and wrestling connection.
In time, the Shriners took over. The arena had provided a venue for the Shrine Circus. In 2000, Southwest Florida and Lee County Fair Association took over, signed a 20-year lease. We knew this before it happened. The bleachers were condemned in 2015 after Fort Myers-based structural engineer Robert Rude found they were in poor to very poor condition.
Now, I'm sure he's very good at his job and an expert in his field, but Stan and I had determined that years earlier. And we are not trained.
No, but we knew it was unsafe. Termite infestation and handrails did not meet code. Crowbars were needed to extend the bleachers from their nest along the wall. Yes, the bleachers are still there, unused and awaiting removal. They are now covered by colorful, free-hanging tapestries.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
There you go. We would have been glad to give you a quote on that one. Two stories. Haney and I both have stories. I better not say it. We saw people fall at that where the railing gave way.
Yep.
2 7 years before this guy came in and said, not safe.
And I remember looking at you and you looking at me going, what the?
Yeah, because the whole thing came.
Yep.
2 7 7.
But it was just, you know, when you have a career like ours, you just shrug it off.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's supposed to happen. Do. Other people, they'd go, this is unacceptable.
Yep.
Us, we go, that's how life is for us.
They want us here, so that's what we're doing. 2779600.
The good news is, hey, you got a rock show to look at.
Yep.
Oh, you want seats, too?
2779600. Got anything for us there, Haney? We got a few minutes to take a couple calls. Yes. Yes. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan and Haney, it's Mike from Naples. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I need to contribute a couple things,
sure,
if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm getting old, guys. My daughter's first year of kindergarten is over.
You're ancient, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm kind of broken up about it. It's second grade time next year, and you know, summer vacations around the corner.
Yeah.
I know you guys as fathers can relate.
Yeah.
But this is life, and they grow, and that's something that I thought I would share with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a rough time because you know you always want to protect your little girl, but you got to let them go out in the world.
Got to set them free. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. 3, 2, won by 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? It's you. Ahoy.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to thank Haney for the mention of Paul Penna and the Genghis Blues DVD.
Oh, did you get to see it?
Yes, it took forever to find, but I finally watched it, and I have to say, that is an incredible, incredible documentary.
That is a life-changing documentary. That is a gem. I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, it was very, very, very hard to find.
I appreciate it. What was it?
Well, you know, Paul Pena, Genghis Blues.
Phenomenal.
And if you like that song, Jet Airliner by the Steve Miller Band,
he
wrote that. And you listen to his version, it's a whole different song.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, just calling, talking about Lee Civic Center, because that was the heyday of shows in this area.
Yeah.
You remember when Kiss came in there?
No, I don't. I don't remember when Kiss came in there. I saw Kiss at Germain in 2000 when they were doing their reunion thing. But back in those days, I mean, I didn't get to Fort Myers until 1990.
Okay. Well, Kiss, this is what's interesting. Kiss came in there. It was the Asylum Tour. And there was close to 100 arrests at that concert, alcohol-related. The following week, I can't remember if it was Alabama or Hank Jr., and there was only maybe a dozen arrests, alcohol-related.
Uh-huh.
Go figure.
Well, different crowds, the police reacted differently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you, it's because we knew, especially when 99X was around, they would have the mosh pits and all that stuff for their things that they would do.
And cops thought a riot was breaking out.
And they'd be getting all around. But they knew that was going on. Now, if it was a K-Rock deal and they were doing that, they were hauled off like mad.
Mm-hmm.
It was just what you expected. Well, you know, the country people, they're going to love their beer and stuff. You have a rock and roll guy out there that gets a little bit too drunk. He's going downtown. That's just the way it was. We knew.
Well, it was Jackal was opening for George Thorogood.
Yep.
And people got a little too excited, and Fort Myers PD moved right in.
Hauled off. Let's take. Oh, here's a little bit of Pena. Somebody's trying to make me stay, and I've got to be on the run. Oh, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away. Yeah. Oh, big old jet airliner. Cause it's here that I've got to stay. All right, we got to take a break. Because I got some news. The lovely Karen is out sick today. Her cohort in crime in the front office, Christina, going to be coming in, filling in for her as we play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, our last pair of tickets to Adventure Island, the big water park.
That's the trapdoor thing?
Yep, up in Tampa. Check out their new ride, Vanish Point.
Which I call the old trapdoor.
It is. It's a trapdoor, and then you drop down, and you're in a water tube. Fun stuff. Smarter Than Haney. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the After Nizzle. A 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But right now, we do this once a week. We play Are You Smarter Than Haney? We get one lucky Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. And if you are victorious and get all six categories before Mark does, you win yourself a nice prize. Today, pair of tickets to Adventure Island up in Tampa, where you can check out the new ride, Vanish Point.
Trapdoor.
Yep, it's got a trapdoor, and then you go down a slide. Now, the lovely Karen, it has the sniffles. She is listening.
I hope you feel better, Karen.
But her work partner, Christina, who we have met before on the show, has agreed to fill in for her today. And so she is now sitting in the seat occupied normally by Karen, and she will be your lifeline today. So if there's a category you don't want to answer, you just say, I'd like to use my lifeline, and then we'll turn the question over to Christina. How do you feel about that?
She looks very unsure.
Yeah, she is. She's worried about this. Are you okay with this?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I have one question.
Sure.
Do you refer to yourself, or do any of your friends refer to you as ex-Tina?
My best friend does, but that's the only person allowed to refer to me as ex-Tina.
So she has earned enough respect and admiration that you'll allow it, but from nobody else.
That's debatable. That's debatable.
Okay.
She kind of just does what she wants.
Okay. All right.
So rather than fight her on it, you allow it.
Yeah, I ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way the game is worked out is, again, six categories. You answer correctly, you will hear this. And no, you save that.
You're a quick learner.
Yeah, thank you. No, you hear this. An incorrect answer, you hear this. If you're taking too long. And if you lose. Again, Christina will be your lifeline one category.
Is there any category that you feel really good about, or are you just like a general knowledge person?
Probably entertainment.
All right. Okay. All right.
Everything else is kind of up in the air.
Keep in mind.
For me, too.
You can, if you don't answer the question and your opponent has the category open, they can steal. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. We will get a random Stan and Haney listener. That does not mean the first person I pick the phone up with. I will determine the quality of the phone call, your ability to play the game, and determine who that will be. It is still, however, random. Karen has always said this before, Christina, so I will give you the honor to say, release the phones.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are open, 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener. Tickets to Adventure Island if you defeat Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Dustin.
I don't like the phone line.
It was fine.
It was, no. It was, look. I didn't like it. Ahoy, who's this? No, no. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, okay, that sounds good. Brian, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Would you like to challenge Haney, and are you smarter than Haney?
I'd love to challenge Haney.
All right, say hi to Christina. She's your lifeline.
Hello, Christina.
Hi.
All right. Now, again, you must turn to Christina for your lifeline before we ask the question. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All right. The categories people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. We will, as always, start with Mark Haney. Brian, just keep in mind, if you can't answer the question, you can steal, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Haney, category?
I'd like Ivanka Trump for $1,000.
Well, that ain't there.
Well, let's go with geography,
all
then.
Right, people and places. Interesting that this one came up. What do you got?
Are you in peril?
Yeah, move your air conditioning vent, Brian, okay? So
okay.
It's not blowing in the phone. Thank you, buddy. Haney, right. Whose 1990 singing of the national anthem earned her Esquire's UGG of the Year award?
Jeez. I think that would be #Roseanne.
Yep. Roseanne Barr, you're on the board, Haney. All right, Brian, category?
People and places.
People and places. All right, people and places. Brian, what future flush toilet magnet began his apprenticeship as a plumber's assistant? He became king of the flushing toilet. He started as a plumber's assistant. Who is it?
No clue.
King of the flushing toilet.
Yep. That's it. Mm. Yep. But future flushing toilet magnet.
That's rough.
And Haney, you already have the category.
I'm glad I do.
Anybody?
Who is John Commode?
No. Who is Thomas Crapper?
Oh,
it's true. He invented the flushing toilet. That's true. Haney, category.
History.
In history. Haney, what was the World War II nickname for a Thompson submachine gun?
Tommy gun.
Yep. Tommy gun. Correct. Brian, category.
Geography.
Geography. You got Christina as a lifeline, too, but let's go to geography. All right, listen carefully. This is in people and places. So it could be about a person, could be about a place. What prophet wrote in the year 1999 and 7 months? From the sky will come the great king of terror. Who said that?
What prophet wrote? I'm going to say I don't know.
Damn it. Now I got that Judas Priest song going through my head.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus, of course. Haney, category, entertainment. Science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go wild card.
Multiple choice, but it's only two choices. So if Brian steals, or he'll get a new question. In wild card, Haney. Wild card. What shoe size do more women wear, a size 5 or a size 10? Which shoe size do more women wear, a size 5 or a size 10?
Size 10.
You are absolutely correct.
Christina, not fair. I have some expertise in the category.
I know. You've been in that business. Christina, what size shoe do you wear?
9.
Oh, okay. All right. Brian, category, please. You got some catching up to do.
Wild card.
Wild card. Wild card.
The problem you run into is when a woman takes a size 10 and asks to try on a size 5.
Right. Then you got to take out the stretchers.
Yep.
Yep.
You really go to work on it.
Yep. Brian, in wild card. What animals... Brian, what animals were buried alive with Persian King Darius to serve him in the afterlife? What?
The cat?
Incorrect. Haney, you already have the category, but anybody want to guess?
Monkeys?
Incorrect.
What was the question again?
What animals were buried alive with Persian King Darius to serve him in the afterlife?
Elephants.
Incorrect. The correct answer we were looking for, horses. Horses. Haney, you still have your lifeline, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science! La, la, la. Here you go, Haney. In science and nature, what country miffed dog lovers by putting Latka, the dog, into orbit with only a weak supply of air?
Russia.
USSR. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Brian.
Soviet Socialist Republic.
Categories are wide open.
Wild card.
But of course, Latka in real life was okay and went on to star on Taxi.
Yep. Brian, in Wild Card. What structure does Don Quixote attack because he thinks it's a giant?
The sun?
Incorrect. Anybody?
Windmill?
You are absolutely correct, Haney. It is a windmill. You have control of the board, Haney. Entertainment, sports, and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
All right. Listen carefully. How many teams did the American Football League in 1960 boast in its first season? How many teams were in the American Football League their first season?
Well, see, I could take a long time thinking about this, or I could just guess. 8.
Are you serious? You said 8?
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. There were 8 teams the first season in the American Football League. Brian, here's the deal. Haney is at match point right now, but he does not have control. You have control.
Let's give geography another chance.
All right, geography, let's give it a chance. You've got to get at least on the board. Let's see. La, dun, 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 dun. What member of the Apollo 11 crew, the first crew to land on the moon, once made donuts for a living? Member of the Apollo 11 crew once made donuts for a living.
Buzz Aldrin?
Incorrect. You should have gone with the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Haney, you're at match point. Entertainment is the category. Now keep in mind, Haney gets this, game over, he wins. If he misses, you gain control. You could steal Brian and have control of the board. Haney, entertainment.
Stan?
Yes.
I believe I have a ringer, an expert witness in entertainment. What you call a lifeline?
Yes, in Christina.
Yep.
You ready? This is for the game, Christina.
Okay.
If you answer correctly, Haney wins.
Okay.
I don't know if you're old enough to know this, but we'll try. Because we've featured this sometimes before. This is for the game. In entertainment. What character does Marlon Brando spoof in the movie The Freshman?
Oh, man.
For the game, what character does Marlon Brando spoof in The Freshman?
See, that's one that I just don't know.
Do you
know anything about Marlon Brando?
A little bit, but I don't remember.
What has he played?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay,
Brian, you can steal.
I'm probably just as young as she is, so I have no clue.
Can I steal?
No, you can't. In The Freshman, which came out, Matthew Broderick is in the movie.
Well, now that it doesn't count.
Yeah.
So you don't know a single movie that he's been in?
I can't think off the top of my head, no.
Because it's a very famous, I know you'd know the movie.
Yeah, I probably do know the movie. That's the sad thing.
He starred in a little picture called The Godfather.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm. I know The Godfather, yes.
And what would the answer to that question have been?
Don Corleone in The Godfather.
Well.
Brian.
See, you did know it.
Brian. You got science for Brian.
See, you
got
to be confident.
Yeah.
Because you knew that. I knew you knew that.
Brian, in science, what color ink turns blue when used in tattoos? Eventually turns blue.
Purple?
Incorrect. Anybody?
Green.
Black. Black.
Go Windy ink.
Haney, entertainment again for the game.
Which means that you're about to ask me a question that she probably knows easily that I would never guess in a million years.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I think you know this. And again, somebody Christina's age or Brian's age might not know. I would think D-Train would know this. Who found nothing on the 1986 TV special, The Mystery
Geraldo.
The Mystery of Al Capone's Vault. Geraldo Rivera. And you win the game, Haney. Bell.
There it is.
Brian, you realize, and I don't think, this has happened maybe a handful of times. Not one.
I have to say, Haney is way smarter than I am.
Now, I want you to get something right here. What? Here, let me try this
and,
one.
You know, he never used his lifeline.
And that's right, you never used your lifeline. What countries formed the big three allies in World War II, Brian?
Oh, you better not mess this up.
That would be Europe.
No.
Great Britain?
No. Go ahead.
You said Great Britain.
Okay, Great Britain.
United States.
Yes.
And
France. Damn commies.
Yes.
The big three. Remember, was occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the other one?
The damn commies. Stalin. Russia.
USSR. Yeah, all right. Well.
No, I'm with him on that one because of the way the question was phrased.
The big three. Who went to the big three?
Well, when you said allies, I immediately started lining them up.
We had to have the allies to free France. You already said that Haney's smarter than you, Brian.
He is way smarter.
I'm going to give you the tickets to Adventure Island, okay, buddy?
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem.
You can go down the trap door.
Yep, down the... Hold on. Because you went down the trapdoor live on radio. let me. I want Christina to get one right too.
Okay.
Last time.
No, you know this is her first time, and you're on the air, and it is.
I know it's tough.
It's different than if you just ask her in the hallway.
The first letter.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
What does SAT mean in?
R-N-O.
Oh, hold on. His mic. No, hold on. I don't know what the heck was going on there.
Well, what he's doing is he's running, an old Russian number station.
Oh, sorry.
On shortwave.
What does SAT mean?
SAT?
When you take the SATs.
Isn't it like standard academic?
Scholastic aptitude test.
Well, you know.
Close enough.
I passed my SATs, but I couldn't tell you.
What Japan car company makes the Acura?
Oh, God.
that Nissan?
No, that Honda.
They all have their luxury brands.
I like.
You know, Lexus.
I'm a Ford girl. I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yeah.
You born here?
Yeah.
First
Lee County?
First on race day.
No kidding.
Yep.
Good for you.
I know. Born and raised.
All right. Well, I ran out of time.
You know how far back your family goes?
My family is from Pittsburgh. Both sides.
From Pittsburgh.
So I'm the first line.
That's steel country.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
We'll be back.
You tell Stan where you're from. He'll have a quick meaningless comment about it.
I'm from Connecticut, the nutmeg state.
Yeah. You know, Stan, I used to work in Ocala.
You did?
Yeah.
You know what they call that?
No, what do they call that?
Horse country.
Uh-huh.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll get you updated on traffic in just a moment. First look. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. But before we do anything, D-Train brought this to my attention. Headline from our friends over at Wink News. Naples woman accused of crashing into dog, stealing cash from dog owner.
Why?
Dateline Naples. A 50-year-old woman is accused of crashing into a dog and then stealing cash from the dog's owner's purse. This according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office. Deborah Ann Lazaru of Naples was reportedly speeding through a parking lot on May 14th near Sierra Club Circle when she struck Nelsie Avila's dog. The dog just went right behind the car and got hit, said Avila. The lady, this is a quote, so don't come at me. The lady stopped. I was thankful for that, and she took me to animal hospital.
Is this person challenged here?
Lazaru offered to take Avila and her dog to a nearby animal hospital where the pet would need multiple surgeries. She was touching me, hugging me like a cheerleader, being positive, telling me it was going to be okay, Avila said. When Avila wasn't paying attention, Lazaru reportedly took $5,000 out of the victim's purse. What's she doing walking around with a $5,000? Maybe just went to the bank. I don't ask questions. Avila didn't notice that $5,000 was missing from her purse until the next day.
Happens all the time.
Let me tell you something. I got $5,000, whether I just went to the bank or that's my walking around FU money. I'll know if $5,000 is gone as soon as it's gone. It'll feel lighter in my wallet.
Stan on his way to Vegas.
Yep. Yeah. I'm in shock. I'm very surprised, Avila said. Now, don't worry. Lazaru was released from jail and faces charges of grand theft. I think that happens when you hit the 5,000 mark. See, dog, take $5,000 from purse.
Mm-hmm. Very simple. Even a child knows not to do it.
Yeah. I think the only time I've been walking around with $5,000 is, you're right, Annie, when I went to Vegas. That, and trust me, that was lifted from me quickly, and I knew it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They call him the one-armed bandit for a reason.
Yep. And you had a little bit left over, but you made sure you got up early enough in the morning to burn through it before the sun came up.
Yes.
A little traffic update. Just got two calls. The Midpoint Bridge coming from Cape into Fort Myers is completely shut down due to an accident, so find an alternative route.
What bridge is it?
Midpoint.
Midpoint. Beautiful.
Huh. You know, did you notice anything about the sky today, D-Train?
Now that you mention it, my trick knee's been twinging a little bit.
Yeah?
Don't want to alarm anybody, but we may be in for a little rain.
Oh, that sucks.
So if you homemakers are doing laundry, take your clothes off the line.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the rain,
yeah,
man.
Sick of it.
Aren't you, D-Train?
Yeah, I can barely walk. My knee's been acting up so much.
Yeah. I always need a little rain.
What?
Help those lawns.
No, come on. You don't believe that, do you, D-Train?
Well, now that you mention it, my lawn is looking a smidge more green.
Yeah.
Just a smidge.
Yeah.
Been having to mow it a lot lately, though.
Just remember, only water on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Actually, it's based on the address of your house.
Oh, is it?
The last digit.
Okay. Let's get you updated on
D-Train
traffic.
Is the guy you want looking over your shoulder as you attempt to assemble a bookcase.
That's not the right tool for that job.
Don't think you want to do that. You might want to look over there.
If you got little ones, make sure you anchor it to the wall so it doesn't topple over.
Yep, there you go. That's a good tip.
Find people at IKEA, learn that lesson the hard way.
D-Train told you about the midpoint. We also have a crash. Let's start in Fort Myers, Three Oaks Parkway and Alico Road. Possible roadblock there. Also, Lee County Gramercy Boulevard. Looks like there might be some injuries there. And in Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Caney. Right now, he's telling you what's coming up because he's got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. We have some news of interest mainly to alcoholics.
All right, I like that.
An NFL player is learning a very hard lesson. The lesson? Don't allow your mouth to write checks your ass can't cash. And you should know that already. Because that's what you're told when you're a 10-year-old boy. Isn't that right, Stan?
That's right. I'm just listening to... We're talking about the Roseanne. There is a big-time lib that is just coming at us. Because we didn't talk like we did yesterday when the NFL was denying people their rights to protest or speak. And then he's just going on and on and on and on and on, and he's exhausting me.
MK Ultra, Stan.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They exhaust you with nonsense.
Yep. Last line he sent to, I'm going to keep defending racists. I'll be here to call you all out. Every one of you.
All right. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but you better calm down or we're going to call your parents.
Yep.
Ugh. There's some stuff I'm going to do I'm not going to tell you about.
All right. In less than an hour.
Yeah. That should actually do it. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Fair enough.
Because the headlines would have wrecked a couple of stories.
Okay. Completely understandable. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo! Hi.
Hi there.
Ah, that's pleasant. Can we actually hear some of those text messages from the lib?
Well... Here's where it started, because let me go back, because I replied to him a couple of times, and then it got ridiculous. Then it got to be so stupid. Where did it start?
I'm interested in the thought process, such as it is.
I got to get to where he
first
started.
Da-da-da.
Where was the original text? Hold on. There it is. This free speech thing. Last week, you had no problem with the NFL. My reply, the NFL is a company with owners. You follow their rules. Then he replies, ABC isn't a company. Are you that dumb? My reply to him was, you follow their rules as well, dumbass. She got fired, Roseanne, by ABC. I never said they didn't have the right to fire her. And as a side note, ABC answers to the Federal Communications Commission in the public interest. The NFL doesn't have to answer to that because they are a privately owned company with several owners. How many owners?
30-something? 32. And see, what he's done is he's already got you talking about something other than what the subject is supposed to be.
Of course, it's to deflect. Oh, so the FCC is dictating whether players kneel or stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Deflection, because he's stupid. Oh, and he thinks it's Don doing this. Abernathy, also with grammar. How does he know you, by the way? Do you know this?
I don't know.
You don't have any lib friends, do you?
No, I don't have any friends.
Ah, that's what I thought.
I'm not sure you have the effing time. When you've exhausted any rational or reality-based argument, right to call anyone dumbass? Of course that is the last resort. I think he called me the dumbass. Keep defending racists. I'll be here to call you all out, every one of you. Unbelievable.
So
that's deflection.
And we don't know if this is a man or a woman
or
what have you.
What have you. So I'm just amused by it. Let me tell you something. Wherever this person works, you go by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you get fired. Try it in your workplace. If the NFL says you're going to do something, you do it, or you can find work in the Canadian Football League. If the American Broadcasting Company feels that Roseanne did something against their own personal moral, they have the right to fire her. But remember, the American Broadcasting Company, like this company, like anything that goes over the airwaves, answers to the Federal Communications Commission. Look up Carlin's 7 dirty words.
More importantly, both ABC and the NFL answer to the public.
Yep.
And you were making this point. The vast majority of the public, you will never see them say anything on social media. You will never know their opinion until it blindsides you.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The public elected him because they don't like what's been going on. And ABC canceling Roseanne, that may influence the public in what they choose to consume as entertainment.
Yep. Oh, now he's calling me an idiot that I'm not reading his text correctly. Let me tell you something. Way too much time on your hands, jackball.
No. And again, you got to be careful because you don't know what it is.
It is. Obviously unemployed.
Could be a bot.
Yep.
Could be a Chinese bot.
Yep.
See, that's what it is.
Now, I'll see right now, we got a little bit of time. Man up or woman up or it up and call us on our line instead of texting. Call 277-9600. And if you'd like to discuss it so I don't misinterpret your text, I got a line open for you. I'd love to have you call because your rhetoric is pathetic.
Well, and I don't fault people that don't know everything that's going on. I try my best to know what's going on,
right.
And it's a struggle. You really have to do your homework.
Yeah.
But people that are not informed but feel the need to have an opinion, like throwing around the word racist.
Yeah. Hey, 52. Yeah, that's your last two digits. Call. Line's open. Or are you a pussy?
Oh.
No. Yeah, apparently that's a...
What is it?
That's a phone number generated by an app.
It is. Oh, so he's... How is he doing that?
Well, kind of like how Dave does his.
Oh, so...
Because I did a reverse lookup, and it says type non-fixed VOP, e.g. Skype
so
or
he
Google
doesn't
Voice.
Have a job like Dave.
Well, he's intentionally doing that, so he can't figure out who he is.
Yeah. What a puss. What a weak-minded puss. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Haney.
Say, have you made any summer vacation plans yet?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips planning your summer vacation.
Top tips planning your summer vacation.
Woo!
Pack your clothes so they won't wrinkle and your drugs so they won't be found.
Yeah. That's what that guy on Reefa.
No, probably Ritalin and antidepressants. Yeah. Before going to Disney World, double check that you're sufficiently obese and wearing a fanny pack and sandals.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I probably shouldn't because the texters, the lib texters who don't want to confront you one-on-one on the phone now are saying how Trump pushed the NFL into this and it's Trump's fault.
And he's right.
And let me tell you something. The NFL, ABC, Stan and Haney, look, they do what they have to do. And what's right now.
And if you are anti-American, anti-Christian, I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah. Because you're not what we want to deal with. Somehow you keep listening, though. Thank you.
You know, the idea that there's something wrong with standing for the national anthem?
According to the coward, you'd love to have me call in. You always get the last word. You'll talk over or hang up. It's a waste of time for me. Yeah, guess what? Get your own show. Matter of fact, just go. Get away. Get away. You're giving me the scratchies.
Get it. Get away. Oh, no. Don't.
Get it away. That's enough. We don't need you coming down with another case of the heebie-jeebies. Top tips planning your summer vacation. If an old man at a rundown gas station tells you he knows a shortcut off the main road, don't take it.
Yep. No. Matter of fact, block that 52. I don't want him.
Come
block
on.
Him.
Who
I know.
Cares?
I care. You don't have to see his jackass comments every time they pop up. Block him.
That'll show him.
Yep. Just like somebody else we had to get off this show. I won't say his name.
Somebody else sent in a text. I think Dave's texting you with a hidden number.
Well, of course, he probably is.
Dave is many things. He's not that.
Yeah.
Pack clothes that are resistant to incineration if you're headed to Hawaii.
Don't play that. That's in violation of that man's civil rights.
And finally, the very top tip for planning your summer vacation.
Yes?
Be sure and consult the White House website for the latest list of S-hole countries to avoid.
Puerto Rico.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Let's do this real quick because I didn't get the Guardian's email in yesterday and he might be getting a little antsy.
Jesus.
Might think you're stabbing him in the back.
Yeah, yeah. head about to explode. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, you were briefly talking about the murders of RFK and MLK yesterday. Now, I have done quite a bit of research on both of them, and I can tell you with complete confidence that neither Sirhan Sirhan nor James Earl Ray committed those acts.
Jesus.
Much like Oswald, they were nothing more than patsies. I don't disagree with you. In all three murders, there are many unanswered questions, but there is enough information to draw a conclusion that they did not do it. Now, we know everyone is entitled to their opinion, but here's what bothers me when I speak with people whose opinion is different than mine. They can't or won't tell you why they have certain opinions. Most generally, it's, I don't like Trump. Okay, that's fine. But I will push them on immigration and other things going on, and it all comes down to their hate for Trump. And in my opinion, that's the most ridiculous and, quite frankly, is just plain stupid. Don't you think? You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has. He sure has. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Wednesday afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic and going to tell you about the big Cat Daddy tournament coming up on June the 16th. But first, let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. North Fort Myers got a crash. Judd Creek Boulevard and Northeast Pine Island Road. And one more on the board, and it's in Lehigh Acres. Crash. Sunshine Boulevard South and 40th Street Southwest. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. 96K Rock getting ready for the third annual Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge. It's going to be on June 16th at Port Sanibel Marina. Beautiful marina. $5,000 cash up for grabs. Plus, they're going to have raffles, silent auction, awards banquet. Now, the captain's meeting is going to be Friday, June 15th at Rusty's in Cape Coral. It's powered by Victory Lane Chevrolet. If you want to sign up for the Cat Daddy Tournament, catching the most catfish possible, go to 96krock.com. It's always a blast. The Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge. Ahoy.
Stan.
Doctor, is this Dr. Bastardo?
The one and only.
Hey, Dr. Ray. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay. This weather, how about it?
Your office is open, right?
Yeah, I'm just taking a quick smoke break.
Okay, all right. Do you have any patients in the waiting room?
Stan, I got them backed up like planes at LaGuardia.
Okay, all right. But I always appreciate you calling. I'm on the air, Dr. Bastardo.
Yeah, that's fine. That's actually why I'm calling. Okay. I wanted to do you a favor.
Thank you. What favor is that, Dr. Bastardo?
Well, you know, I see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And people talk.
Yeah.
And I know you like to know what's going on so you can get to it. You know, quick, so you're on top of the story.
All right, so there's something big happening that you're going to tip me off on, or what? What's going on, Doc?
Well, there's a couple of big things that I've noticed that people are talking about.
Okay.
One of them, and, you know, you're in the radio business, you could probably find it.
Uh-huh.
But I think in the next couple of days, you're going to be hearing people talking about this.
About what, Doctor?
Well, they say it's a lady played it for me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this voice.
A voice?
and you're supposed to guess what it's saying. Now, when she played it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Yanny. You heard Yanny, didn't you?
I couldn't understand what the big deal is about because it just sounded like a voice saying Laurel.
No, Yanny and Laurel. Dr. Bastardo, I appreciate doing that.
This lady was so intrigued by this.
Uh-huh.
And she says, all her friends, that's all they talk about.
Doctor.
So there you go. That's a gift.
Dr. Bastardo, we've been friends a long time. And I thought you listened to this show on a regular basis. You keep it on in your office, and when you go on breaks and stuff,
all the time. And if I miss one, I go on YouTube and watch it there.
It's not a we're talking about a podcast. Never mind. The Yanny Laurel, the Laurel Yanny stuff came out. That was about two weeks ago. We talked all about it. They probably heard it from our show and told you about it, or heard it from another news place, or people were playing it.
Okay.
That's old stuff, Doc.
Okay.
But we did talk about it, and I appreciate you thinking of us. I do appreciate that.
Okay, well, you know what? Set that to the side, because here is the big one.
Where are you? Who's telling you this stuff, Doctor?
I listen to these patients all day long.
Okay. All right.
And so I know what's going on at the street level.
Okay. Always have. You always have. Are we playing golf this weekend, by the way?
Absolutely.
Because I know we haven't been able to go out the past couple of weeks because of this damn rain. It's really affecting it.
You know, I would have thought it would have cleared up before now, but what is it they say, Stanley? You got to make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, let's cross our fingers for this Sunday.
Yeah, I want to try learn some new moves.
New moves.
Yeah, as far as my stance and addressing the ball, it's based on ballet.
No, it's okay. Sure. Sure. That's also another falsehood that's going around.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, I pray we can play golf this weekend.
Okay.
Hopefully get schnockered afterwards.
Sure. What's the other tip, Doctor?
No spikes in the clubhouse. My eye. You know how much I gotta, you know what? I gotta spend $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just to be able to sit in the damn dining room.
I know. Well, those are the dues. And the thing is, you'd think in this day and age you'd have spikeless shoes.
And, well, yeah. And you know what? We're coming up on the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I have not, because of the rain, I haven't spent virtually anything. So you think about the most expensive liquor you want.
Oh, okay.
The most expensive food, because I got to blow it out.
I know. Well, I think of the way it works at those country clubs, Doc. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Well, yeah. If I don't spend that money, then I'm not a member in good standing. God, I wish they had a whorehouse. I'd spend that no time at all.
I don't live the country club lifestyle that you do, and I appreciate you inviting me to your place to play 18 holes.
Yeah, well, let's just put it this way. The place has really gone downhill since they got a male masseuse, if you know what I mean.
Okay. What, they got that right in the locker room? They got the masseuse right there?
And it used to be very, very nice, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And if you'd like me to help you. Why would you want to do something like that? You got a male masseuse.
You know what? The son of a bitch had the nerve to look me in the eye.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't want you to worry about a thing, Doc. I got you covered. Anything Lisa can do, I can do better.
I don't want to know that stuff.
And I said, you know what? Pardon me, but I don't require your services.
I would expect not. I would think and as a then, member then, you could get him out.
And then the son of a bitch tears up, his makeup starts running, and I get a letter in the mail that I've been threatening to the employee. That's
you
just
are a member of your country club. You're the boss. If you want a greenskeeper, if you want the director of golf, if you want the golf pro, the assistant pro, the person that runs the bar in the locker room, the masseuse, you go and get a bunch of your buddies there and you get rid of them.
Well, you know, it's not the first time something like this has happened. It was a little prick of a waiter.
What did he do to you?
Oh, I got a letter from that, too, because he claims that I assaulted him. All I did is I slapped his hand away because he was lingering too long with the napkin.
Draping it across your legs?
Well, yeah, and he reached in. I said, what is this? Is this the TSA? Is this a bathhouse? Well, I'm trying to eat.
All right. He did crumb you, didn't he?
Well, expect to be crumbed. I got to get to the big tip for you.
Okay. Yeah. What's the big tip? I'll see you on Sunday. Yes, I'll get the good stuff so that you use up all of your monthly allotment.
Yeah.
Because you lose it, you pay for it.
Yeah. And you know what? I got this. They got this new deal now through the HMOs.
Yeah.
Where now I'm basically like a telemarketer, where when it's off hours, I have to answer the phone.
Oh, no, you don't.
And give phone consults.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got that on my insurance now. I didn't know you were a part of it, so I can actually use you on my phone consults, and we do the Skyping.
No, you never know who you're going to get.
Oh.
You could get me. The other guy around the corner, Dr. Ballsack, I know he's on it.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you something because we've been talking about it the past couple of weeks. Have you ever seen this show, My 600-Pound Life?
No.
Where they have this Dr. Nazardan from Houston, and he helps people lose weight if they're over 600 pounds. Wanted to know if this stuff is legit. I thought for sure around the office and around your coworkers and all that stuff that's talked about.
No. There's a lot of stuff that's talked about around the office.
Yeah.
A lot of it revolves around the Kardashian family and whatnot.
So are you familiar with stomach stapling?
Yeah, I mean, I know it exists.
All right.
I think it's a stupid thing to do.
What would you do if you were 600 pounds?
If I was 600 pounds?
Yeah.
I'd stop eating.
Okay. What was the other tip?
Oh, you remember back in the 80s?
Yeah.
There was a very popular television show.
Uh-huh.
That starred the comedian Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
Well, I just found out about this today.
What's that?
Evidently, she got a new show.
Yeah.
That's the same as the old show.
Correct. Did very well.
And I guess people really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
But, and you probably want to get to this quick, I just found out they canceled it because they don't like her.
Always on top of things, Dr. Bastardo. See you Sunday. We'll be back.
96 Kara.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a few seconds. We'll also update you on traffic. Roger Marley will be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. But before I do traffic, I got to show you something, Haney. This new app that I got on my iPhone here. Look at this. It's called Real Guitar. and you bring up the app. Look at this. And see, it's got the guitar strings on there.
Yeah, and what happens?
Well, you hit it. Like, I can play a G. Well, oops. Oh, I did it wrong.
No, you
didn't. Oh, I got it. Oh, wait a second.
You're not doing
no,
it
No, I got right. it. I got it right. Hold on. Here you go. And then I can play a C. Then I can play F.
Oh. But you're just hitting a button.
Yeah. And then you can move it back. Oops.
But you can't actually play it.
Yeah, you're playing it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are. You hit the button and then it has that key.
But that... Can you fret? Does it do anything if you hit the fret?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You can even hear it going.
Yeah, it works so well, you keep swiping into another app.
Yeah, I keep, because I'm not doing it right. Oh, there it is. Hold on.
Well, play us a tune.
I don't know any tunes.
Well, what do you have it for, then?
Kill time. How's that? See? Ta-da. It's called real guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like an acoustic guitar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it on there, kill time. I got that, and I got
you press a button that says G.
Yeah, and it'll make a G.
And then you press a button that says C.
Yeah, and then, like, you put the two together and add one more, like a G, you got a song.
Well, you already had a G.
Oh, hell, what do I got on this one? Hold on. A damn thing it does. Hold on. Hold on a second. It's got here, and I don't know what the other one. It's got a G, a C, and an F. And then it's got something called an EM and an AM. Mm-hmm. What's that? E major and A major?
Could be E minor and A minor.
Yeah, huh. What is that?
That's minor.
That's minor. And here's A minor.
See, an easy way to remember it, minors are sad sounding, and your majors are happy sounding. See?
So I would assume if I kept it in minor.
If you what?
Can you go G minor?
If you have that button.
No, I don't have that button. See that? It's called real, Haney, it's called real guitar.
And what is your purpose with that?
Kill time. Let's get
so
you.
So you just strum chords?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you sing along with it? Or?
If I knew a song, I could,
you
guess.
Know lots of songs.
Yeah, but I don't know what the note that I'm hitting and what song it goes
well,
with.
Well, your ear should tell you.
Come on, Haney. How long you known me?
Hit the G.
Okay. Hit the G and hold on. All right, here I got G. I got G right here. I got the G.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hit the G once, and then here's what I want you to say.
Okay.
The only two things in life that make it worth living.
Oh, I broke it again. Damn thing. Oh, here. The only things in life that make it worth living.
Now hit the C. Is a guitar that's tuned good.
It's a guitar that's tuned good.
And then back to the G. Infirm feeling women.
Infirm feeling women. Back to the C.
I don't need my name in the marquee lights. Got my song, and I got you with me tonight. See?
Yeah.
That'll get
you
started. Maybe
I could play as you sing.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is a guitar that's tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. See, you gotta, it's going to get more complicated there, but not that complicated.
Do you need an F?
Not yet.
Oh.
But what I'm trying to do is to show you, so when you have your time that you're killing, you can have that in your head, and maybe you can put it together on your own.
Okay. Well, I'll do that on my own time.
Thank but you. That's a good start.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to get? I'm trying to train your brain there.
Maybe I'll download the Real Bass app and we can start a bass band.
Hey, yeah. And you got maybe you can download the electric Real Guitar.
I can't see how that would work.
And we'll get Randy in here on a tablet with a drum app.
Yeah.
And we can all fake our way through life.
Yep.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yep. There you go, folks. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Hit and run. Pine Island Road, right at the Walmart Supercenter. And then this one is in Bonita Springs. A crash in the parking lot in the 10,000 block of Sandy Hollow Lane. Other than that, you're up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, May 30th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. I know that when you're driving from time to time, you enjoy using the cruise control.
Yeah, it still scares me a little bit. D-Train and I were talking about it. The thing is, I don't like being on automatic gas when I'm coming up on somebody. You know?
Yeah, I don't use it that much anymore. When I got my first car that had cruise control,
yeah,
what I'd love to do is to set it up really high and then let it go down to where it's really slow, and then engage it.
Yeah.
And boom!
Yeah.
Watch them gauges dance.
Yeah. But I'm not a big user in the cruise control. I like to know that I have it, but I don't use it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. When you start hearing about the cars that drive themselves and all that, and I think to cruise control and how hinky that can be.
I know.
Would it surprise you if I told you that the man that invented cruise control was blind? It's a fact.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I know for a fact that this is true because we've done so many stories about this over the years. Police around the country make a surprisingly high number of trips to Chuck E. Cheese locations because of fights between adults.
Yep.
In fact, in several cities, there are more fights at the Chuck E. Cheese than any other restaurant.
Supposed to be for the kids.
And that, my friend, is exactly it. The crime-fighting brainiac's theory is that people are more likely to fight there because their biological instinct to protect their kids kicks in.
Yeah.
And when it's about your kid, then all bets are off. And it gives you permission to be a jerk.
Yep.
Because it's not about you.
No.
If it was just me, I could let it go.
It's my kid.
What is the longest television show, the longest running television show in America, Stan?
Well, it depends. Your drama would be your Gunsmoke. Your game show would be The Price is Right.
This is not quantified.
Longest running show.
Longest running television show in America.
The Today Show.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Meet the Press.
Sure.
Meet the Press has been on for 70 years.
Oh, it was on radio then too, huh?
They've done over 3,600 episodes. You ever thought about running with the bulls in Pamplona?
Every time I see that, I say why. Sure, if you're ahead of the pack and you got the lead, that's good. But if you stumble or fall, you got a bull with horns, that usually throws them up against one of those stone walls. Or
well, that's why you drink first.
Flings them around
so
like
all
a
limber.
Dirt rag.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a safety tip. If you are running with the bulls in Spain,
yeah,
it is illegal to use any recording devices when you are running with the bulls. And sorry, folks, that includes selfies. You'll go to jail.
That or a morgue.
And a special report today, news of interest to alcoholics.
Ah, okay.
Remember, alcoholics are people too.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
A food reviewer at a website called The Takeout realized that a Wendy's Frosty might be even better if you dumped booze in it.
Ah, think about that.
So this little lady bought a bunch of liquor and a bunch of Frosties to see how they taste together.
Uh-huh.
And the top two, Kahlua and Bailey's Espresso Cream.
You don't say. I wonder why those blend so well together. You know, like over at Hammond Stadium, they have those. Remember, they always tried pushing them on us. I wouldn't take beer shakes.
Mm-mm.
No.
I like a milkshake.
Yep.
And I like a beer.
Yep.
I like them at different times and places.
Correct.
Those Kahluas and Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
Her top two.
Yeah.
Other good options?
Yes.
Rumpelmann's Peppermint Schnapps.
Okay, so we're dealing with liqueurs.
Mm-hmm. Godiva Milk Chocolate.
I wonder why.
Frangelico. The liquors that didn't make the grade.
Yeah, that just didn't work.
Godiva White Chocolate.
Ah.
I know this one's near and dear to you because, according to Dave, this is what your upper crust drinks,
yeah.
Your Captain Morgan spiced rum.
Yeah, that's what the upper crust, like myself,
mm-hmm.
drink, usually at brunch.
Mm-hmm. Again, these are ones that didn't make the grade. Smirnoff Vanilla Vodka and Rumchata.
Bruh. I'm sorry. Thank you, no.
Now, those are the ones that are simply unpleasant. There were several that made this woman feel like gagging when she attempted to drink them.
And they are?
Canadian Club.
Well, now you're dealing with your straight alcohol stuff.
And Smirnoff Whipped Cream Vodka. She vomited.
Who is this woman?
Just some lady.
Just thought you'd do it for funsies.
Yep.
What did you download over there?
The Real Bass app.
Let's hear that one.
Want to hear some Polly by Nirvana? Yeah.
Pull out your app. Let's have a fake guitar pull.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, okay, I got. Hold on. Oh, there, okay, there's me. There.
You have to turn me up here. Let's try.
All right, I got. Hold on.
This is so.
Hold on. What key are you in?
Regular.
Yeah, you guys got to tune up first, right?
You got to go to G.
Well, I was going to play Polly by Nirvana, but whatever.
I don't know how to play that.
Whoops.
Mine sounds so much better.
Well, I'm a bass, man.
How does I get my volume? Oh, there. You got that's isn't that the way bands do it so you can play louder?
If, yes.
If a guitar is loud, mm-hmm. the bass has to come up. And if the bass comes up, the guitarist thinks, well, the bass is too loud. I got to get louder.
And then it's time for somebody to buy a new amp.
Yep. Been down that road.
Now, Stan,
what?
Do you want to have the real band experience now that you've got your guitar and D-Train's got his bass?
Yeah.
Go ahead, D-Train. Keep that bass sound going.
Hard part is playing the open E because you got to play above the nut.
No, just keep the sound going because I want Stan to have a real band practice experience.
What do you want me to do?
Well, keep strumming there. All right. Now, this is very important. Here's what I want you to say.
What?
What do you guys want to play?
What do you guys want to play?
Aren't you going to answer him, D-Train?
I want to play Polly by Nirvana, man.
But you don't know that.
No, I don't know that one.
Now you suggest a song.
Lukumbach, Texas, like I was practicing.
I'm not familiar with that one.
And now you have the full band practice experience.
Except for then you got the drummer who doesn't know and then the rhythm guitarist who doesn't know.
That doesn't sound like fun.
And then we all say, hell, let's go smoke.
Yep. It doesn't sound like fun.
It's not. That's the big secret. It's not. Not at all.
The lead singer's in a bathtub, passed out drunk.
Well, that's back in the 80s.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Yeah.
They're all clean. They hide whatever they do now.
Yeah.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, more good news for alcoholics.
Oh, I like this. This is great.
Snoop Dogg
made
a very special appearance over the weekend at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival. He was there to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gin and juice in the world.
You know, he's on that Joker's Wild now, and he always comes out where Jack Barry used to come out, and they introduce him. He always comes out in his velvet blazer. And he's got a thing of gin and juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of his trademark. Yeah. That's like his thanks for the memories.
Yup. Yes. Yeah.
This monstrosity contained 180 bottles of gin, 154 bottles of apricot brandy, and 38 jugs of the juice. 132 gallons, complete with giant pink umbrella and a straw.
Uh-huh. That's something.
It sure is.
Yeah. What kind of gin does he use?
Probably makes his own gin by now.
Right, probably has his own label.
Yeah, maybe. If Sammy Hagar has his own tequila, yeah. I can't imagine. If not, he's burning money.
Yeah. Play off that Gilby's.
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that's what the Queen enjoys.
Gilby's gin?
No, but gin.
See, I've always associated that gin is primarily a woman's alcohol. Gin.
It's like gas.
Yeah. Now, like I would, if I ordered a martini, there are some people out there, mainly ladies. Well, gin? No, vodka. Good potato liquor.
Yeah, potato base.
Yep.
What is gin based in?
I don't know what gin is. I know, well, rum is sugar, like, you know, that's...
Whiskey's corn. You make liquor with things that you allow to go bad.
Right, corn is your whiskeys, vodka's your potatoes, your rum's your sugars. I don't know what gin's based on. Bad tasting, I'll tell you that. That's what it's based on.
Then why do women like it so much?
I don't know, because they like a slow gin fizz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know, at some point in every man's life, usually around 10 years of age, an elder adult authority figure will take the boy aside and impart certain pearls of wisdom. One of those is, you don't want to be going around your mouth writing checks that your ass can't cash.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume something.
You make an ass out of you and me.
These are things that we're taught when we reach a certain age. Unfortunately, I am assuming that in the case of Demarius Randall, there was not that authority figure to explain these basic concepts to him.
By the way, juniper berries.
It sounds like it'd be poisonous.
Yeah!
Demarius Randall plays football for a living. Most recently with the Green Bay Packers. And earlier this year, the Cleveland Browns acquired his services. And Demarius is a huge Golden State Warriors fan.
Okay.
Again, he's in Cleveland now, and he has been posting nonstop pro-Golden State Warriors tweets, which is not endearing himself to his new
Cleveland
fans.
That's LeBron territory.
So he thought it would be a good idea to ingratiate himself. He tweeted, quote, "If the Cleveland Cavaliers win the 2018 NBA Finals, I will buy everyone who retweets this a jersey."
Don't even. How stupid.
So the mouth has written a check.
Yeah.
Let's continue. He has received more than 600,000 retweets. The average NBA jersey goes for about $150.
Yep.
So unless he's getting some sort of discount, Demarius has now incurred $90 million worth of obligations.
There goes the contract.
Now, Demarius is doing well.
Not $90 million, though.
His brand new 4-year contract with the Browns is estimated to be worth $7.9 million non-guaranteed.
A little short.
But then again, when someone kind of pointed it out, saying he had a 0% chance of delivering on his promise, he responded, quote, 100% chance. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
We sure do. Got a 7-game series coming up.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Report. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know what? God bless people that work in emergency rooms.
Absolutely.
The things they have to see.
Yep.
And I'm not just talking about, you know, horrific car crashes. I'm talking about what people are capable of.
Yeah. Sick.
How the hell does it end up there? It always ends up there, Stan. We learn from the British Medical Journal about a 26-year-old gent in New Delhi, India, who recently went to the hospital in severe pain. It was readily apparent what was causing the pain. That would be a 6-inch handheld shower head.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
He told the doctors it wound up there when he accidentally slipped.
Oh, baloney.
Lucky for him, it didn't do internal damage, and doctors were able to remove it and send him home sore 48 hours later.
Oh, my God! I'm looking at the x-rays!
It slipped, Stan.
What the hell?
Could happen to anybody. Just be careful out there.
My God!
An excruciating pain.
Yeah, I wonder why.
He went to the hospital or arrived via ambulance?
No, he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
So he spent the time to detach it from the wall.
Well, yeah.
That's just somebody with a monkey wrench taking it off the wall. Let's see if this does anything. That is so sick! And I mean, that's in there.
Yeah. Well, it accidentally slipped.
That's well past.
Not like he jammed it all.
Pelvis.
And it's hitting his spine.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, May 30th.
Double M. XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, I don't know how it ended up.
can't figure that out.
Reminds me of the pork chop lady. Julia Szymanski. Had her on the show.
Yep.
Doctors removed a pork chop bone from her.
She claimed she sat on it.
Yep. She said, I don't know how it got there. Just, you know, it's a little fatty bone.
Yep. Oh, it's true. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Fatty bone.
Must have sat on
it. Yep. That's what she said. Well, I must have sat on it. Oh, fatty bone.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay. I got to see where we're at here. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, Bayshore Road and Slater Road, right by the Circle K. Then we have a hit and run, North Fort Myers, Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. And in Fort Myers, crash, 13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right at the Market Square, next to the Barnes & Noble. And you are up to date.
Streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling raw high.
Yeah.
Through rain and wind and weather.
Hell bent for leather.
Wishing my gal was by my side.
Yep, yeah, dear.
All the things I'm missing. Good vittles, love and kissing.
Good vittles.
Yep. Victuals.
Our vittles.
Like fixings.
Move them out, hit them up there. Out, hit him up raw high.
Yeah.
Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, ride him in raw high. High!
Yeah. High!
Yeah. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving raw high. Don't try to understand them, just rope and throw and brand them. Soon we'll be high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting, waiting at the end of my ride. Move him out, hit him up, hit him up, move him out, move him out, hit him up, raw high. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, ride him in, raw high.
Get them doggies.
Once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
We had a dog when I was growing up, and the dog used to bite me occasionally. And now if a dog growls at a kid, he's gone. This dog used to bite me occasionally. So I went to my parents, I'm like, hey, the dog is biting me. They're like, we understand that, but your brother and your sister really like the dog. He's part of our family now. We are going to keep him. I'm like, well, what's the plan? Are we going to keep him in a cage when I'm around? Are we going to retrain him? My parents are like, we do not have the money for that. Just be careful. So they started me on anti-anxiety medication. Because you tend to have anxiety when there's a wild beast in your home that attacks you occasionally. Thank you. But it made me wet the bed. It made me wet the bed, so I stopped taking it. I started tying it. I started feeding it to the dog under the table. Then he started having accidents, and then my parents got rid of him. And as he was being led away, our eyes met. He nodded to me as if to say, well played. He knew he had been beaten by a superior mammal.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan.
Doctor, is this Dr. Bastardo?
The one and only.
Hey, Dr. Ray. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay. This weather, how about it?
Are we playing golf this weekend, by the way?
Absolutely.
Because I know we haven't been able to go out the past couple of weeks because of this damn rain. It's really affecting it.
You know, I would have thought it would have cleared up before now. But, you know, what is it they say, Stanley? You got to make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, let's cross our fingers for this Sunday.
Yeah, I want to try learn some new moves.
New moves?
Yeah, as far as my stance and addressing the ball. It's based on ballet.
No. Sure. That's also another falsehood that's going around out there.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, I pray we can play golf this weekend.
Okay.
Hopefully get schnockered afterwards.
Sure, God, I hope. What's the other tip, doctor?
No spikes in the clubhouse, my eye. You know how much I got to, you know what? I got to spend $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just to be able to sit in the damn dining room.
I know. Well, those are the dues. And the thing is, you'd think in this day and age you'd have spikeless shoes.
And, well, yeah. and you know what? We're coming up on the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I have not, because of the rain, I haven't spent virtually anything. So you think about the most expensive liquor you want.
Oh, okay.
The place has really gone downhill since they got a male masseuse, if you know what I mean.
Okay. What, they got that right in the locker room? They got the masseuse right there?
Yeah, and it used to be very, very nice, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And if you'd like me to help you.
There's a male in there.
Yeah,
and
okay. Why would you want to do something like that? You got a male masseuse.
You know what? The son of a bitch had the nerve to look me in the eye.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't want you to worry about a thing, Doc. I got you covered. Anything Lisa can do, I can do better.
I don't want to know that stuff.
And I said, you know what? Pardon me, but I don't require your services.
I would expect not. I would think, as a member, you could get him out.
And then the son of a bitch tears up, his makeup starts running, and I get a letter in the mail that I've been threatening to the employee.
You are a member of your country club. You're the boss. If you want a greenskeeper, if you want the director of golf, if you want the golf pro, the assistant pro, the person that runs the bar in the locker room, the masseuse, you go and get a bunch of your buddies there and you get rid of them.
Well, you know, it's not the first time something like this has happened. It was a little prick of a waiter.
What did he do to you?
Oh, I got a letter from that, too, because he claims that I assaulted him. All I did is I slapped his hand away because he was lingering too long with the napkin.
Draping it across your legs?
Well, yeah, and he reached in. I said, what is this? Is this the TSA? Is this a bathhouse? Well, I'm trying to eat.
All right. He did crumb you, didn't he?
Well, that's to be crumbed. I got to get to the big tip for you.
Okay. Yeah. What's the big tip? Hey, I wanted to ask you something because we've been talking about it the past couple of weeks. Have you ever seen this show, My 600-Pound Life?
No.
Where they have this Dr. Nazardan from Houston, and he helps people lose weight if they're over 600 pounds. Wanted to know if this stuff is legit. I thought for sure around the office and around your coworkers and all that stuff that's talked about.
No. There's a lot of stuff that's talked about around the office.
Yeah.
A lot of it revolves around the Kardashian family and whatnot.
So are you familiar with stomach stapling?
Yeah, I mean, I know it exists.
All right.
I think it's a stupid thing to do.
What would you do if you were 600 pounds?
If I was 600 pounds?
Yeah.
I'd stop eating.
Okay. What was the other tip?
Oh, you remember back in the 80s?
Yeah.
There was a very popular television show.
Uh-huh.
That starred the comedian Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
Well, I just found out about this today.
What's that?
Evidently, she got a new show.
Yeah.
That's the same as the old show.
Correct. Did very well.
And I guess people really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
But, and you probably want to get to this quick, I just found out they canceled it because they don't like her.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.